John Party got a little dirt on my boots. It's 7 minutes after seven. Kent and the Country Morning Show today. Very excited to bring into the studio this morning one Connor Wade from the Southern Illinois Raceway in Marion. Good morning, Connor.
Good morning, Kent. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here again.
Well, buddy, I'm glad you're here and you brought your brother Hudson with you today. He had to get in here too. What's up, Hudson?
Not much.
Just chilling, huh?
Chilling.
With Big Bro. What's the shirt you got on there, Hudson? This is a unique shirt. I thought it was Ultimate Warrior at first, but...
Well, the shirt is Jimmy and Jey Uso. They're a tag team in WWE.
Okay, I see. So you're into the wrestling.
Yes.
And your brother Connor here is into race car driving. You are the track announcer at Southern Illinois Raceway.
Correct.
How old are you?
13.
13 years old. When'd you get the gig out here of being the track announcer?
I think this will be my third year, so 2015.
I gotcha. Let me ask you this, because you have racing family bloodlines here. Was it your grandpa or great-grandpa that was the race car driver big time?
It was my great-grandfather, Chuck Amati. I'm sure you've... Yeah. A lot of you have heard of him.
Chuck Amati. Did he have like a nickname?
The One-Arm Bandit, they called him.
The One-Arm Bandit. Uh-huh. Drove around here for years and years and did the sprint cars and what have you. Is that what they called him back then?
All over the country, yeah. That's pretty cool what he did.
Yeah. And so you just kind of got ushered into the business here.
Yeah,
now
pretty
much. You're the announcer, but you're also like, you go out and interview the race car drivers,
right? Oh, yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh. I enjoy that just as much as I do the announcing.
I gotcha.
It's part of what I do pretty much with the announcing.
So when you go out there, first off, when is the first race at the Southern Illinois Raceway?
Well, we've already started practice. We had our first one last week. We're going to have another one next week. Practice is a great way to come out to the racetrack and see what all's going on. There's not as many cars there, but grandstand admission is free. You can kind of come out and see what the drivers are and kind of a little bit what you're going to see during race season. And then April 29th is when all the fun starts, our opening night, April 29th.
Gotcha. If you want to find out more, go to SouthernIllinoisRaceway.org, and I'll have this all up on our my blog and Facebook and what have you. And Connor Wade, like, you have Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all that?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at ConnorWade1, and on Facebook I have a personal page, Connor Wade.
Okay, just look up Connor right here. When did you catch the excitement of being... Hey, I want to be the track announcer out here. Like, was it last year that you started out there?
It was 2015, and, you know, I had done some media stuff and interviews a little bit in the past, not as much. I would just follow my dad's racing team around. And Jake Palmisano, the president of Southern Illinois Raceway, actually gave me a great opportunity. He actually just called me one morning. He's like, hey, would you like to be the track announcer? And I was all for it.
Heck yeah. And so mom agreed. Like,
oh yeah.
Now you're only 13, so they can't technically pay you, or do they pay you in like cheese fries or what? Yeah. Like cheeseburgers? Because the food out there is pretty good.
Oh, it is.
That's what I found
out. Well, actually, you know, we're looking for a concession stand.
Oh, okay.
This year we don't have anybody, so if there's anybody out there who thinks they'd like to do it, we're looking
for one. Go ahead and do that thing right there. Well, let me ask you this, too. Now, I know my friend Terry Moulton is listening. Now, is he a driver, too, out there?
Yeah, Terry, he actually does a lot for the racetrack. He's a driver, and he preps the track and makes sure it's in good condition for the drivers, so he contributes a lot.
You go all over the place and follow these race car drivers around. Is it primarily where your dad's racing that you travel to? Or like one time I saw you on your Facebook, you're up in DuCoyne at some deal up in there too. Do you just go all over?
Yeah, I travel, you know, around the country. And, you know, my dad, he raced or owned a non-wing sprint car team. And we traveled all over. I mean, we've been California.
Wow.
We've been to Ohio, Tennessee, Texas. Florida, Georgia, all those good places, and it's a lot of fun getting to travel the country.
I bet it is. I really am impressed because you've got this uniqueness about you that you can kick on the talking ability really quick. You remind me a lot of myself at your age. However, I was not a track announcer. I was just annoying my sister and my family at home with weird noises and regurgitating commercials that I heard on television.
Teachers always said when I was in class, to stop talking.
Right.
What the heck?
Why not? Hey.
Why stop talking?
Right. This is what we're good at right here. So you've got some tickets that we're going to give away. Is this just for April 29th?
This is for the entire season. Free grandstand passes.
Are you
serious? For any weekly race. And I got four or five of them here to give away.
Okay. I'll tell you what we can do. If you want to do this, give me a call. You can talk to Connor and his brother Hudson in here. Connor Wade in the studio with me, track announcer at Southern Illinois Raceway. And how about this? Let's take caller number 10 and we'll give him two. Can you swing a four-pack? Family four-pack?
I can do that.
Uh-huh. All right. And so you can go out the 29th or any of the days that they're racing.
Just through one October. Time? October.
Is it a one-time use deal?
Yeah, one-time use.
I gotcha. Caller 10, we'll hook you up with some racing tickets this morning. 800-455-1100. Hanging out with the Wade brothers this morning here from the big town of Herron on New Country Z100.